Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
All right.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily discipline, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. Since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip, I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnick track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnick Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
It's funny about profound change. You always imagine when things change radically, there are going to be troops in the streets, and you're going to know this is the pivot point. This is the revolution. But that's most of the time not what actually happens. Usually there's some guy in a suit and tie speaking soothing words, and you don't even know that everything is changing when it is. That's the case with what happened on June 15th, 2012, a decade ago. On that day, Barack Obama walked into the Rose Garden and announced, full of self-confidence and coolness, Obama announced that his administration decided actually not to deport millions of illegal immigrants. Henceforth, Barack Obama explained, these millions of people would no longer be identified, in fact, as illegal aliens or even breakers of federal law, which everyone had assumed they were. No. Going forward, they would be called dreamers. So illegal aliens are bad, of course, but dreamers are good. And because to control language is to control reality, these dreamers would no longer be subject to federal law. They'd be above federal law because you can't ban a dream. That's effectively the case that Obama made. Now, what Obama did that day was, strictly speaking, illegal. Several courts later ruled that it's illegal, obviously. Only kings and legislatures get to change the law. American presidents do not have that power and never have. But no one stopped Barack Obama from doing this, so he did it anyway. And the effect, the intended effect, was immediate. Foreign nationals flooded into the United States. Over the decade before Obama's Dreamer Rose Garden announcement, about 8,000 unaccompanied minors showed up at the U.S. border every year. After Obama redefined lawbreakers as dreamers, more than 24,000 showed up. And that's accelerated. Under Joe Biden, the number has grown to 130,000 per year. Now, it's interesting where these people are coming from. They're not coming from a contiguous nation, Mexico. No, they're coming from much farther away. According to new numbers from HHS, 32% of unaccompanied migrants they're seeing are from Honduras. 47% are from Guatemala. Look at a map. 13% are from El Salvador. Those are far away. Those are in Central America. Just 1% are coming from Mexico. What's going on here exactly? Well, mostly they are teenagers. The overwhelming majority are over the age of 14. They're not little kids. And again, this is accelerating. And it didn't stop during the last administration. The Trump administration didn't stop it. Under media pressure, that administration agreed to end so-called family separations at the border. Really, they're inhumane. But the fact is, family separations happen all the time to American citizens. If you commit a crime, you're going to be separated from your kids, and NBC News won't care at all, much less report it. But illegal aliens, dreamers, shouldn't be forced to face these consequences, explained the New York Times. So now they're not faced to, because they're dreamers. So naturally, the surge continued. But why? Why? Typically, a country calculates its immigration levels based on its internal needs. So all throughout American history, there have been periods where, oh, we need people to do this or that. Let's import those people. But based on the state of the U.S. economy in 2022, these are not the people you would import if you cared about your country. Almost none of the arrivals have a meaningful education. They're not trained to participate in the emerging economy you hear so much about. STEM plays no role in this. There's no economic justification whatsoever for these levels of immigration. And of course, immigration destabilizes your society. It makes it far less cohesive. That's always true. It doesn't matter where they're coming from. If you have a ton of new people, you're less cohesive. So why are they coming? Well, there's only one reason. Because the Democratic Party wants new voters. Period. That's not a racist conspiracy. It's a racist conspiracy. No, it's not. It's true. And we know that it's true, not because we heard it on Alex Jones, but because leading Democrats have said so repeatedly in public for years. And here's the latest example. Here is Chuck Schumer, the head Democrat in the U.S. Senate, last month.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Everything about that was a lie. We need workers, really. There are, what, 7 million American-born men who have dropped out of the workforce, workforce age who just aren't working, who are on the Internet all day? Does anyone care? No. Just replace them. Americans aren't reproducing. Really? Why? Well, because the economy has changed. And what's their answer to that, the Democratic Party's answer? Well, the Treasury Secretary told us a month and a half ago, she said, if you're worried about the economy, have an abortion. People who want to have kids increasingly can't. Why is that? Well, because the food supply in the air and water have been poisoned and sperm counts are half what they were a few decades ago. So these are specific problems that have prevented millions of Americans from having families, from reproducing, as Chuck Schumer just said. And you could fix them if you tried, but they're not trying. Instead, the solution is to replace the people who aren't reproducing with millions of new people from other countries.
All right, everybody. So welcome back to another night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have V joining us here in just a moment. And if you have anything out there in Radio Land you want to talk about tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So, let's go ahead and bring V in here.
Always a pleasure.
So I was trying to find the Twitter files to see what was leaking, and I needed a few minutes when you weren't here. I figured it was fair game to see if I could find anything of interest.
And did you see anything?
Tucker Carlson went over it, what I found so far. So I played yesterday's Tucker
Carlson. Yeah, the mainstream media downplayed it. I mean, well, except for Tucker, he didn't downplay it, but I was surprised that they treated it like it was like some kind of nothing burger.
Yeah, it's like, well, of course we do this. How come you didn't know already? That's kind of what it felt like.
Right. Definitely just disgraceful. But I like that Barry Weiss was part of it because she left the New York Times after the left, you know how they eat their own, turned
yeah.
in on her. And she wrote a fantastic letter that went viral. It was published and even read aloud by Ben Shapiro, who claims to have been a good friend of hers. And the letter was just scathing, just described a horrific atmosphere, work atmosphere out there in the Times. That even somebody like herself, who was pretty far on the left, wasn't safe from.
Not left enough. You question
right.
one thing and you're gone.
Apparently.
I could never live with a belief system where my beliefs on my own person have to change on a moment's notice or else I'm no longer part of the team.
Right. And I don't think that they realize that. So many people from the left are in denial that it would ever come around for them. But it all eventually does. It comes to a point where we agree on something with people from the left, whether it be like, you know, drag queens coming to schools or kids being given hormone treatments at the age of 3, 4, or 5. There's something that we find common ground on. And we end up realizing that, you know, there's always going to come something. And people have to be like, okay, well, look, we have this in common, that's it. But the people on the left are so appalled sometimes at the fact that they have something in common with you. I've had 2 people tell me on social media not to like their comments because I'm a conservative or I'm pro-life. And they were like, ew, you're disgusting. Like, don't like my posts. And I was like, what? I had no idea what your politics were. I agreed with your comment. And that happens sometimes.
Interesting.
Such a vast number of subjects to talk about in this world. You know, you're not relegated to just always meeting people in your little bubble that agree with you all the time. Isn't that the echo chamber that they claim that the right is so interested in holding on to and living inside of? Like, this is exactly what they say we are all about. And then I venture outside of that and they, you know, shudder and they're disgusted. It's so stupid. It was on Instagram and Twitter that I had. And they were young women. They were under 24, easily, maybe even in their teens, just so immature. And I,
yes,
I just,
you're
I'm
no
like,
longer
wow.
a human unless you think exactly like them.
Right. And I'm like, you know, it's so funny that you call people fascist. That's a fascistic attitude. It's exactly what fascism is, the embodiment. But I guess it got redefined as like herd immunity and racism. I don't know. Everything has a new definition.
So I don't know how we go about changing the system, and I guess you have younger people like Andrew Tate who are very influential to the youth, but we need a lot more of that type, and unfortunately you and I are not that age range.
No, and but you know what? He even said that he had his own cabal that he had to answer to, and he gets kind of pulled back and kept in check or kept in line. And it's funny, but I think he grew up Catholic and now he's a Muslim. I'm not understanding how that happens.
I'm not saying I listen to him or anything. I just know that he's younger than us. And so we have to be influential like that. But we have to be influential, but we also, we've aged ourselves out. And unfortunately, it's hard for me to find people who could, in essence, be younger than my kids.
You know what it is? These people like Tate, they're very outspoken, and they have that shock factor that I think I'm definitely not in a position to put myself in. I don't know if that's something that you want to engage in, is saying something that is borderline offensive or even old-fashioned. And,
see, if I was
you
in
know,
my 30s, I would, but now that I'm 50, as much as I would like to do all that, I feel like I'm reaching my age people, but the generation behind us is the one that has to make the difference.
That's true.
Because the globalists are looking at the kids anywhere from junior high to college right now. That's their meat.
It really is. Well, they're starting earlier now. If they put, I'm going to meet these kids that are 3 years old and on puberty blockers. I've yet to see that being a successful. You know, I know they reach out to kids as early as that, and I've heard some of the nurses from these hospitals or these clinics say that they have patients that age, but I've yet to see a parent put that child on display on their social media, or, you know, it hasn't made its way around the web yet. If it has, I certainly missed it, but I've been looking for it. I'm looking for kids that are 3, 5, or 7 and that are on puberty blockers because they think that they are born in the wrong body.
How would you even know?
Wow. I know. You know what? I think I was wondering if maybe that's why Britney is free, because I remember the Russians saying that they were going to DNA test her because they weren't sure if she was a female. I don't know how that's possible. I'm assuming when you get taken into custody, you're thoroughly searched. You know, you do a body cavity search to make sure there's no paraphernalia, no drugs being smuggled or anything else. And assuming Britney had all the lady bits, but she definitely has a deep voice like a man, and she's got a physique very much like a man.
Just like Michael Robinson Obama, I'm sure she's a nice lady.
Well, Michael Robinson looks like, well, she passes. Aside from the dangly bit and the Adam's apple, she could pass.
Yeah,
you
she
know?
Can play the role.
But Britney's got a deep man voice. No chest, no scarring either that shows that she had it removed. I don't know.
But you know why Britney got released, right? Not just because they wanted their master criminal back, but Britney checks all the boxes. She's black, she's a celebrity, she's gay.
Right.
Yeah, that's important. Then Brandon can go out and say, look what I did. I brought a gay black female home.
That's right. That's all that matters to that party. But I know that the Marine that's out there for espionage, there's no political party that's going to claim that he was working on their behalf. So he's going to stay out there and do his full term. Honestly, even if he's innocent, he was working for somebody, you know? I don't know. But apparently there's a ton of evidence against him, but I would love to see a Marine released, you know, because he's, to me, he holds a little bit more value. But, you know, the military gets, I mean, whether they do it purposefully or not, they're put into all kinds of precarious situations, and the intelligence agencies definitely use them to their advantage. I wouldn't be surprised if he did commit espionage and he'd see it as just doing his job and serving his country, you know?
Yeah, they gave him the orders, he did them, and then he got caught.
Right.
No, it's very possible.
Patsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, that whole Brittany thing. I thought they had ceased any negotiations, and I thought there would be no further discussion about releasing the, what's that guy's name? The something of death. I forgot his name. Oh, my gosh.
The Minister of Death. His last name is Booth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is
yeah,
it
I thought
Victor
they had
Booth
stopped.
Or something like that?
I just can't remember right now, but I thought they stopped discussion. I thought there was no negotiating. This guy was not going to get released. Absolutely not. And then you see, just things just happen. And now you know that Warnock won against Herschel Walker. And I don't know if you heard Chuck Schumer, my New York senator, who I don't know how he keeps becoming richer and richer as he's sitting in his public office. He said that this says a lot about how New Yorkers or just Pennsylvanians are. Was it Pennsylvania? Yeah, like they love the Democratic Party. But I'm pretty sure that Walker was only behind by just a few hundred thousand. It's not like a huge margin. You know, it wasn't a landslide win.
So you're talking about Georgia, actually, not Pennsylvania.
Warnock, sorry, yes. I don't know why I got them confused. But do you see, like, there was not a huge difference. It was like 51% for... Yeah, it was 48% for Walker and 51% for Warnock. And
yeah, well, the big difference is that every Democrat across the United States did whatever they could for Warnock, and there was only a few people that were willing to help Herschel, and that makes
That's
the difference.
True.
I don't know why he didn't spend a week just going around Athens, where he was the star athlete and in the Georgia Hall of Fame for his football career. He could have just done that.
True. They don't really know how to market themselves. You notice that? They don't really...
Yeah, Bitch McConnell didn't go to Georgia once.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of backing there. Not a lot of money fundraised. They need to do a lot of ads. They need to flood the internet. They don't do
it. Well, the thing is,
the
is
Democrats
that Bitch McConnell
flood
doesn't
your
mind losing. He's okay with losing.
Right, I know. What is he? He's not a rhino,
because
is he?
He gets power with people for his loyalty, not him as a leader. So it's a it's a different position.
I see.
You would think somebody in office would want to be the leader, but no, he's more interested in loyalty and getting paid. He doesn't care what happens. As long as he's making his, he's good.
He's got that Asian wife. Very suspicious. It'd be interesting if we find out she's a spy, too. It's like Feng Feng.
Yeah, and Swalwell keeps winning, even though Feng Feng is a thing.
I'm amazed. Nobody cares about... Or is that
Nobody
the media
cares.
Has to tell you what to care about.
And that's
what
the thing
hell?
That you have to learn, and I have to come to grips with it as well, is that it doesn't matter what a Democrat does. You're a Democrat. You're good.
No kidding.
Remember, that was the same party that thought Michael Avenatti was a rising star.
That's right. They were saying he was going to save the Republic, right? He was going to save the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
That Trump was so scared of him? I don't think anybody's going to be scared of him in jail for 14 years.
But that's the thing. They don't care who commits what. The thing is that you're a Democrat. Look at Bankman-Fried. I know it's Fried, but it's Fried to me.
Yeah.
Look at everything he's done. He committed the biggest financial scandal in possibly world history.
Truly.
He pilfered more money than what most countries make in gross domestic product. No jail time. He's probably not going to even get probation. And you have people like Maxine Waters that are writing letters and doing what they can to help him stay free and claiming his innocence because she gets donation money from him. So that's the important thing.
Really, no. And she's not even living in the district she's supposed to be running.
No, but she doesn't care. The voters don't care.
Not at all.
The people
clearly
that make up the fake ballots, they don't care.
Right. Are we ever going to get back to the fact that there was a bunch of ballots that came in from China that were completely filled in and weren't folded? We're never going to get back to that?
Well, no, because they were for Democrats, so it's okay.
We're living in some crazy times.
But that's the thing is that they're churning out these Democrats, and Republicans are just sitting there like they're too good to do anything.
Right. Right, they don't want to... I guess they want to go high for real while they go low. They don't play dirty.
No, the thing is, like I said before, is that if Republicans want to win, they have to have Trump out there and then have booths where people can switch their party right then and there, and maybe when they do early voting, you have a meetup, and there's a polling place right down the street, so you just get people to go vote.
Oh,
that's
did you
what
see
Democrats
the black,
do at the college campuses. Well, why not?
Did you see the Black Panthers were in Georgia?
No.
They were providing security, and they said that nobody was going to be intimidated. Nobody was going to be... prevented from voting. There would be no discrimination on their watch, you know? So it sounds like, I mean, they didn't sound at first very partisan, but people felt like just their presence alone was intimidating and could be taken the wrong way. They don't seem
to
really favor.
So why would they be there to scare people?
Like
you're voting black.
Right. Two black men were running. So I was like, what were you needed for?
But we have to find a way, and I don't know, it's probably not going to be me, but we have to find a way to capture people that are half our age.
Half.
In my case, it might be a third of my age.
Well, lucky me, I have a 25-year-old and a 21-year-old. And they taught me a lot about, first, how to use social media to draw more people or to engage. But it for me, it requires, like, lowering myself or my standards for communication, you know, using verbiage that I wouldn't even consider using. And it's because that's how people communicate. Everything has to be under 2 minutes because the attention spans are so much shorter. Can't be too serious. You need to have some measure of humor and something that's catchy. I don't know. You got to be a little bit controversial.
Some of my dilemma, and you know, I've run Barefoot is Legal for 7 years plus.
Right.
And I do these Facebook reels now because Facebook pays us. And I did a reel that was like 31 seconds long, and I was told it was too long.
How long was it? How long do they want it?
I don't know. I'm like, well, if you want anything shorter, I'll just make a meme.
Right, really. You're better off. Or a GIF.
That's
although I've
true,
seen long
but,
GIFs.
But I look at it like this is my opportunity where I have 30 seconds to get somebody's attention, and I need to sell the idea in 30 seconds. And I don't have commercial money, so this is going to work.
You'd be surprised. People are so petty, too. You know, a lot of people on the left like to mass report. They put little groups together, and they just go and they report people until the social media caves and gives in. Even if there's no found violation, the algorithm or the application itself will, like, create one. It's horrible.
Oh, I've had trolls try to do that to me before. It didn't work.
Hmm.
But yeah, they've tried.
Hmm. So petty.
It's like I don't.
And we're the
fascists. I don't like. I don't drink soda, but I don't go to all the soda companies' websites and tell them how gross they are.
Right. You know, I love their argument where it's like it literally doesn't take anything out of you to just be nice or just use somebody's pronoun. Well, the same goes for them, but it never seems to be, you know, observed.
Right. Well, that's because what they want always gets caved to and not for equal. It's, well, like when they say this is family-friendly programming and it's always something an adult really doesn't want to watch.
Right. So true.
Like SpongeBob SquarePants, and I'm not saying SpongeBob isn't good. I'm saying that generally you won't find 60-year-olds wanting to see if there's a brand new SpongeBob tonight.
Very true.
But that's considered family programming, not kids programming.
Right. Well, now we can say that, you know, family entertainment includes drag queen performances and story time with the drag queen. Although that used to be considered burlesque, especially when they're wearing a thong and pasties, I don't know, and kids are giving them singles. Usually that doesn't happen during story time or when the entertainer is brought into the school.
And they can move their G-string, I guess, to a point where their certain portion is very visible, and that's okay. That's part of the free speech.
Right. And people in such denial. That's not happening in schools. There's so much footage out there. It's like, what? I'm amazed at how ignorant people are.
If you really think that showing your junk to five-year-olds is perfectly okay, then why do we still have nudity laws? It's like nudity laws don't apply if you're in drag.
Well, I live in New York, and you're allowed to be topless in New York anywhere.
Right, yes.
As long as you're not soliciting yourself. So it might not be full-blown nudity, but that's a pretty good chunk, or chunks.
Right, I have friends that take advantage of that, actually.
Hmm. I wish it was just kind of limited to the beach, because that makes more sense. You know, you want a fully tanned, you don't want lines. Oh, you know, you're just an exhibitionist. That seems like a better place, like, you know, roped off and divided from where families are. They don't want to show their kids what a fully grown adult in the nude looks like.
See, I have one friend that when scams first became a thing back in 2020, she would wear I don't know what you would call it exactly, but it would be just enough to cover her breast, but it wasn't a bra. And when they said, hey, we need you to put a scam on your face, she would take it off and wrap it around her face and then order. And she'd be completely covered. So I understand that, and I'm not mad.
I was going to say, this is your friend, right? I myself have never done that.
The thing is that if we were more open to... See, I guess I look at it as nude and lewd are two different things. And the drag queening is lewd, in my opinion. If you're sitting or if you're in the water on the beach or you're sitting in your front yard not doing a thing and you don't have a shirt on, and you I don't know if they have houses in your area or just apartments, but if you have a house and you're just sitting in your front yard, it's like, who cares?
Right.
But
all houses here, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Are they? Okay. See, I just think of Manhattan, and I've never seen a house in Manhattan before.
Ah. You'd be surprised. Manhattan's pretty big, and it does eventually break from the city, and it goes into a more kind of suburban-looking area.
Okay. But if... Now, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, and I'm going to hit the phones here in just a minute, but if nudity was not a big deal, they wouldn't be able to sell drag queen story time. They wouldn't be able to have all these rapes and all that if seeing private parts was not a big thing. It's just that the sexualization became standard, and so and I believe this, that if we had 5 years of wearing scams all day, you would have Playface magazine.
It's true.
So
that's funny.
I'm okay, and I'm not saying everybody has to go out naked all the time for everything. I'm just saying that it needs to have less of a sexualization and a social stigma, and I don't believe that just because you're not wearing a shirt and you're at the beach, you're not wearing a bathing suit top, that it doesn't mean that you're looking for sex right that second. And honestly, the way some of these bathing suits are constructed, if the only thing that a bathing suit does, it's just a piece of fabric so nobody sees two nipples and a hole or a hole puncher, then why do you have it? If I understand if there's like an issue, I guess, where not necessarily safety, but if it's not doing anything, but, oh, I don't want people to see my nipples, so I have these pasties on. I just feel like, really? This is where we're at in life?
Right.
That's all. I don't know where that puts me, but I just have to look at it logically. Like, this fabric isn't doing a thing to help you, but yet we all do this. And I just was so worried that scams would fall in that same category. Because if you look at it, how do certain parts of the body become taboo? And who made the idea of private parts? Well, what if in 50 years... Or, hey, could be 20 years, where you would have to wear a scam over your face or that whatever Kanye put over his face to go on the Alex Jones show. What if you had to wear that, but you can have your hole puncher out?
Right.
And that might be like, hey, you're showing your lips. And not those lips. I'm talking about the face lips. Yeah, you're showing your mouth. We got to arrest you.
Right. I mean, shoot, that's what they did in Australia and the UK, didn't they?
Right.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm not the whole scam thing really changed me on nudity, I guess, because it just made me – and, of course, running barefoot is legal helps too. But it just made me think about – what exactly made certain body parts taboo? And I'm not an exhibitionist in any way. It just makes me think that they could make a body part be taboo to show, and the public would be all over that person, and you can get arrested for it. So What's the difference between that and a nipple?
Well, years ago, wasn't it like ankles? If you saw ankles on a woman, it was very sexual.
Yes, and then everybody wore gloves or a hat.
That's right.
Yeah, and even, 110 years ago, you couldn't have a bare-chested man at a beach?
That's right. People wore clothes to the beach. We're fully covered.
Yes, yes.
I wonder how many incidents of heat stroke they had. That sounds really hot. And not
so I don't know if that what that makes me sound like. I'm very happily married. I'm not out there actively seeking anything but my wife. But I just look at the whole scam thing over your face, and I'm like, well, what is it about certain body parts and nudity? And like, if I heard the trash man at 3 a.m. and I'm sleeping naked and I have to go run out to the curb to put my trash out, I'm not going to be worrying about putting on some sweatpants to go out. I'm going to put my trash out.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't think that would get you in trouble, though, legally. Just running out like that.
Yeah, well, there was, I had a roommate, a female roommate. She woke me up at 2 a.m. because she heard a sound in her room. Yeah, I woke up naked and went in there, didn't think anything of it. I don't even think she said anything. Like, you wake me up,
about
I'm
her safety,
go because I figure it's an emergency. I'm not even thinking about clothes.
Damn straight. Well, yeah, I had 3 kids, and I didn't care about clothes either when I was in the middle of labor. So,
yeah,
I don't even remember if I had any on now. In retrospect,
all right. So let's bring in your BFF here.
Hey,
yo, what's up?
The one and only.
there was no show on Monday and Tuesday, huh?
Monday I did not do a show. Tuesday and yesterday I had a migraine and I could barely see my screen. So I don't know if it was eye arthritis or a migraine. And I just played clips on Tuesday and I just until I couldn't sit here anymore. Yesterday I left at like 45 minutes early.
Yeah, I was listening to your show yesterday, and at some point I fell asleep. So that's par for the course for me.
Yeah.
You know,
I was sitting on the ground in the dark, just talking and trying to make sure that I didn't sound like I was slurring my speech. And when I felt like I couldn't do it anymore, I just give up. So, yeah. I am actively seeking at least a Monday co-host, and I have some interviews this weekend. Hopefully, I find the right person. And that's why I want a co-host, because I have various health issues, and getting a cold or getting COVID is not one of them, but between Crohn's and my eye arthritis that kicks up a few times a year, there's not many shows where I could sit here for 3 hours and talk with my eyes closed and not looking at anything.
Yeah.
I've been poor thing. That sucks. I had a migraine like that.
You know, but, you know, with that the Bankman-Fried guy or Fried guy, you know, Maxine Waters, she's running some committee that's investigating this. And she said she's not even going to subpoena him. She's just going to allow him to come in and voluntarily testify.
Why is she not recusing herself? Because she got all kinds of donation money from him.
Is that confirmed?
I'm not gonna co-sign on that, but that's what I've read.
Okay.
That's why she likes
read
him so much.
Then I'm sure it's true.
He pays her bills.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
she paid my bills. Damn, what the hell do I have to do to get a rich man to pay my bills?
Vote Democrat.
Jeez, look at Maxine Waters. She looks like the damn predator. She's hideous. She's dishonest. Yep. She's an ugly person, an ugly woman. and she got this rich guy doing all this. Shit, I'm better looking. I don't have a nasty temperament except maybe 5 days out of the month. Where's my bill payment? Help me. Damn.
You haven't sold
your
soul. You
have to start by voting Democrat, and then you have to run for some kind of office as a Democrat. Then you've made it if you get in.
I'm not one of those people. Oh, yeah, DeVito's right. I got to sell my soul to Satan.
You
got to
sell your
to
soul.
Moloch.
Regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you have to sell your soul.
Give my kids to Moloch. Buy Balenciaga sneakers. Never mind. Need a break. By the way, did you see when they pulled SBF off of the interview they were doing live stream? Where they asked him, didn't people think it was like a big red flag that he didn't have a board? And he said, well, we had too many boards. That was the problem. And he went right off the air. Did you see that?
No.
I'll be sure to pass along that clip.
Wow. Somebody
was
looking out for him, I bet.
What? He got cut. That feed was gone immediately. So he said, not only do they have a board, they had too many boards. There were too many people involved.
All right, cut his feed.
You see how the media is making it seem like he did this kind of single-handedly? He did not.
Well,
there's a lot of hands involved in this.
Yeah, exactly. They had to know what he was doing. Exactly.
Right. And they set it up.
But he was
stealing
money.
They moved the money from the party to Ukraine back to the cryptocurrency. And round it went. But either he's a patsy or a pawn, because he's a gullible little 20-year-old whatever.
I think he's 30, but he's on the autism spectrum.
I thought he was
so
like 23.
You're not going to get the full-on liar out of him because people on the spectrum are not as devious as people that are not.
Right. Touche.
Devious.
Devious. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't get that from him. He seems like so...
In my opinion, I think he was set up and he was the one that was making all the money and everybody else wanted to cash in on it and they let him be the fall guy because he's the face. I think people that are under him are setting him up.
Right.
And they're going to use the autism as a way to get him out of it.
We'll see. Time will tell. As always. You got a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, the truth will come out. It always does.
Not usually.
Yeah.
Not with big scandals like that. I promise you, the way it looks on my end, it looks like he didn't work alone, and we need to find out who he works with, and then we could start getting down to business. But if we can't get to who Bankman-Fried worked with, then we're not going to get the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so far we have some pretty solid info already. We see where the money trail went. And we see that he donated a ton to the Democratic Party, to Biden.
Right.
We see that particular crypto was purchased by Ukraine president, right?
Yes.
I don't know. So like,
you mean the 20 person of the year?
Yeah, exactly. He really deserved that. That and the collusion of Twitter with mainstream media to suppress the story about the whole Russia thing and the Biden laptop. Like, there's just enough reason here, without even looking at the whole fraud that went on during the election, there's enough reason here to impeach all these people and get rid of the vice president and the president.
But
and
let me ask
what I remember,
you, did the vice president, did Kamala do anything wrong, or is she just incompetent?
Yeah, she's incompetent. She's just in. Anybody that got in should be out, you know?
Oh, I understand that, but you can't fire somebody. I mean, you could maybe, but being incompetent is not the same as being a criminal.
Yeah, no. We're talking about the whole administration being wrongfully seated and
no, I get
nominated.
That.
So that, and on that alone is what I'm going on. I don't know.
But what's going to happen, honestly, if they're proven that Twitter did alter the election?
Right. That's what I'm wondering, because Cambridge Analytica had the whistleblower that came out and said that Facebook was being used to manipulate people's votes and making them vote Republican, which is, isn't that interesting? That worked. A lot of people switched parties from Democrat to Republican because of Facebook's algorithms.
So are they saying that people like you and I are more influential than Spybook itself?
No. It's like basically saying that if you keep repeatedly having things show up on people's timeline, you influence their thinking. You have to basically like flood them, which now would be considered spamming. But Facebook can spam you. You just can't spam anybody else. Bastards.
Hmm.
But we didn't have any like incriminating laptop with pictures and video of the president's son weighing crack rocks on a scale, having sex with various prostitutes in different countries, masturbating. Like, this man was in love with his penis. He has so many videos. He even had a picture of Obama's daughter. What's her name? Malika?
I can't remember.
He has a picture of her credit card. And with cocaine next to it. Like, he was using her credit card to cut his coke. And then there's a picture of a girl.
Get out of here.
Dude, I saw it myself. Then there's
and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, they didn't have anything to say on that?
No, not a word, because people were like, that's ridiculous. But he was having sex with a girl from behind, and the girl had the same tattoo as Obama's daughter.
Hmm.
Ugh. Very disturbing. And none of the photos
were
Photoshopped. Because you can run pictures through this app and see if they're Photoshopped, because they come up looking kind of, what's the word, shaded. They look like almost like they're run through a thermal camera. You know, like they have a different hue and color.
Yeah.
And I learned that when I did that Wayfair thing with the photos, how Wayfair had these books in the back, and the books were like a really weird art and like pedo stuff. It was really weird. Remember that Wayfair scandal?
Yeah.
I remember it, but I didn't put too much into it because I wasn't real interested.
Ah. It was the first time people were noticing like there was a difference between the price of furniture by the tens of thousands. It was a little bit dramatic. And then when you called to try and order it, like you had to have a special password, you had to be transferred to a specific person. It was like, yeah, there's just information that you have to have already to be able to order it. It's really creepy stuff. And then
so,
Walmart started showing
Wayfair
up with stuff.
So Wayfair survived. So is Beyoncelaga going to survive like Wayfair did?
You know, there's people standing outside the Balenciaga stores in New York City with bullhorns and everything, screaming at people who come out of there that you're supporting a pedophilic organization and, you know, shaming people and stuff like that. I think it's great. You very rarely see that
absolutely
level.
Absolutely it is.
I think it's great. You don't see that type of effort all the time. But people are really coming out for the kids, and I'm so thankful.
But is it changing anything yet? And I don't think so.
No, because if you know anything about Selma Hayek's husband, you know, he's like part owner. He has some crazy art collections, like kids with faces that have genitalia. Just really odd
stuff. I heard
stuff.
About that. I don't know anything about it, so I'm interested in hearing.
Oh, well, I mean, I can forward you the stuff that
I
have.
I don't know if I necessarily want to see it, though.
Well, then, yeah. I can't blame you there. It's basically like pictures of little kids with like red shoes on,
okay,
not fully dressed, and the face will have like a penis where the nose should be.
Oh,
very odd. Very odd.
Wow.
Little girls like handcuffed to radiators, wearing makeup. Little girls wearing makeup, wearing fishnet stockings.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. This is all part of his collection. Girls with like wearing leather and clothes, like spitting, full face of makeup. Just, he has a very strange collection of art. Art. That, so his name is Francois Henri Pinault. That's Salma Hayek's husband. He buys a lot of the art on art auction sites, you know.
Interesting.
And from what I understand, the parent company Balenciaga is Kering, and Kering owns Gucci, Dodo, Balenciaga, and like four more.
Well, before this controversy, I never even heard of Balenciaga.
No,
I mean,
me neither.
You've heard of it. If you knew fashion, I heard of it. It's up there with Gucci and all of them. It's expensive. It's like really expensive. But it was like, you know, it's the kind of thing that is definitely a niche group of people who buy this stuff. These are very, very rich people. The sneakers are very expensive, the jackets. And they changed the way that they look now. It's all weird, big, baggy, puffy. They did some line with, like, homeless-looking clothes. Like, just really cutting. They call it cutting edge, you know. They want to be edgy. But it looks like trash. And a lot of these companies, you know, people forget they're made in countries where they exploit people. You know, obviously the people don't get paid hourly what the clothing ends up being worth. So it's pretty shameful when you buy stuff like that. You're forgetting that, you know, that these companies exploit people to make their products. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
and
the
all I
the
care
CEO,
about is buying a nice watch.
Right. The CEO of Kering is Salma Hayek's husband. So that's the funny thing. That's why, you know, people are looking into his art collection, you know, and you follow, you know, they say follow the money. Like, you end up seeing some stuff you don't want to see. I mean, I'm not going to send you the pictures, proof, since you said no. But
yeah.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But yeah, did you find the Twitter files? Because Twitter was definitely working with the government to ban people and hide information against the Democratic Party.
There's no doubt. I mean, that's clear. But what's crazy is what the guy Brennan was doing. Not Brennan, Baker.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they, you know,
was.
I don't know why Musk allowed him to say that.
He had all kinds of Brillo pads going. He was scrubbing like he was a dishwasher at the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Truly.
No, but the thing is, what to do now? You know, okay, so they conspired. What's the big deal? That's how it's going to be presented as.
Right. Nobody ever pays.
Nobody got hurt. You know, but I understand how a company, you know, they want to enforce their own rules. But like I said, you know, you can't silence someone's First Amendment rights, regardless of who you are. I totally agree that you can't silence someone just because a company, is acting in their own interest. Doesn't matter. You know, there was I remember years ago there was a condo board that wasn't allowing people to put flags, American flags, on their windows.
Exactly.
And they would fine you if you
Yeah, and it went to some court. I don't know if it went to the Supreme Court, but wherever it went, they basically said, is this because, you know, you belong to a condo board doesn't mean your First Amendment right ends there. And it should be the same thing with, you know, you're going on social media. It's social media. It's a platform.
Right.
It should not be silenced. You should be able to say whatever you want to say. The vaccine is killing people, 100 million%. Yet,
yep.
You know,
I'm on the
Facebook,
fence if I would have gotten rid of Yay or not for his I Love Hitler stuff. That is something that you would never hear me or an average person even say, but I understand it's First Amendment rights. But
right, exactly. You don't have to like it. And unfortunately, you do not have to like it. And it's offensive what he said, but he has every right to say it. You know, there's nothing to stop you from turning him off. And that's it. He's not making money off of what he's saying, but, he is a very rich person. He's sponsored by Adidas, who was a big Nazi supporter during World War II, the founder of it. Was a big Nazi person during World War II.
But I guess my issue on that, Vito and V,
that's right,
is that if he wrote it on the Twitter platform, I would understand the banning. But if he says it on the Alex Jones show, that was not Twitter. So that's where I am on that.
Even Alex Jones is appalled, man. He was frozen. I never saw that man speechless ever.
You know, I mean, look. There's so much anti-Semitic stuff going on right now out there today. You had one on Staten Island the other day where some idiot drove by in a car outside of a Jewish market and started firing a BB gun at a Hasidic Jew and his kid.
Whoa.
You know, thankfully they caught the guy. But, I mean, you know, what is this world coming to? I mean, I read, you know, I'm not a voracious reader, but I do pick up a book from time to time, and I do have a book from Meir Kahane that I read, and he would say that in Germany there was a lot of this political correctness going on, a lot of this quotas, and it was hurting Jews. And I called my friend Ralph. His parents were both in Auschwitz. And I asked him, I says, Ralphie, what happened, you know, before everything started going crazy in Germany? He says, you know, they had quotas, they were discriminated against the Jews, and I'm like, what the hell? And we're witnessing it today. It's going on today now. And this is what I don't understand. You know, nobody learned nothing from history.
At our current rate, Vito, heterosexuality will be banned in another 10 years.
Well, it's going to be drastically changed, the DNA, that's for sure, of heterosexual people. Who knows what they're going to wind up becoming with all the shots and stuff they get.
You'll be in trouble
if you
want to date the opposite gender.
Yeah, it could cause...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If we let this whole thing with gender keep going, people are not going to have gender
anymore. Yeah, it's going to be like that Woody Allen movie. What was that Woody Allen movie that he made? That he was in a coma. He woke up in another century. Sleeper.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
People don't
I've
have
seen one of his movies. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, that movie was funny. That movie was kind of funny. You know, people don't have sex no more. What they do is they went into a machine called the Orgasmatron, and they would go in there and they would have an orgasm. They would come out like, oh, you know, it's like that today, almost, is what it's becoming. You know, that's the crazy thing. I mean, you got, you know, like you said, you know, you got people showing their junk. I was on the ferry one day, and there was a guy wearing his tights. They were so tight on him that I could not believe that his junk was, like, pretty much out there. You know, for all intents and purposes, he might as well have been not wearing anything. But this dude was walking around like it was nothing. And I'm like, God damn, this is what people are turning into? And you know, nobody's saying nothing to him. I mean, everybody's like frozen, like, what the hell is going on here?
Right. Yeah, people lost their ability to react. They're either scared or paralyzed. And I think that's some desensitization from, you know, overexposure to things on television and social media. They're so used to just watching that when it's really happening in front of you, all you do is watch. You want to put your thumb on the people and try and scroll them up or swipe them left or right. It's crazy.
I mean, it was, he, like I said, he might as well have been naked, and you wouldn't have noticed a difference. Except his pants were, I remember, his pants were green. He was wearing green spandex pants.
Wow.
And you know, there was no mistaking what was there. I was like, this is a bizarro world that we're living in now. But what are you going to do? You know, we have kids now dancing on, dancing on the laps of transvestites.
And well, no, it's the other way around. They're dancing on the kids' laps. They're dancing for singles.
Yeah, we've become transvestite nations for some reason.
You know, parents are accepting it. They're loving it. And I'm like, you people are crazy.
But we're the crazy ones because we don't accept it.
Hey, but we're the crazy ones, absolutely. We are the crazy ones, 100%. You know, and then when a parent goes in and protest it, you know, they're the ones who are getting arrested. They're getting locked up. You know, you're disorderly conduct. You're disturbing, a public event. You know, it's crazy. But yet, you know, you years ago, I used to go to Sandy Hook Beach years ago, and you know, it's a new beach. It was, you know, they had a nude section, they had a clothes section, and you know, it was clearly delineated. And they had further down, they had a gay section. And I never went into the gay section. I always stayed in the news section. Yeah, and, you know, it took a while. I started in the back, and I worked my way, you know, to closer and closer. And, you know, I never saw anyone there bring their kids with them. You know, they were always, you know, it was always adults. Nothing ever went on, you know, as far as, you know, anything sexual went on. And yet you still, every once in a while, you'll see your clothed guy, you know, getting closer and closer to a naked, you know, a woman that's sunbathing naked. And, you know, they get chased away. I mean, they got chased away. But yet, there's a guy on a ferry who's basically has his junk showing. And, you know, it's, yeah, have fun. Enjoy yourself, dude. Things are upside down.
It's true. There's a restaurant in Manhattan where the whole wait staff are trans, and they're like trans women mostly. And it's like a burlesque show, you know, that's very fresh.
Yeah, isn't that a Chinese restaurant, Lucky Chang's?
Yeah, and they pull you up on stage and they completely humiliate you, you know, with all these different sex positions and stuff like that. But you have to be 18 to go in there. They actually check your ID. So how do we get from that to them performing in kids' schools? This is what bugs me out, because I'm like, wait, I grew up where I couldn't step foot into a drag show until I was 18. And now they're just doing them for elementary school kids and even younger. So they're still little toddlers.
Kindergarten kids.
Little kids still wearing little pull-ups. Holding hands with little scantily dressed trans women, and I'm like, how do we get here?
The next thing you know, Johnny comes home and says, "You know, I think I'm a woman." And the
right.
parents
and
go
remember,
along with it.
all of this is leading to, you know, lowering the age of consent, where an adult is now considered a 12-year-old or younger, or anyone who's able to decide their own gender can now decide their own sex partner, because 3 years old, you know what you want, you know that you're trans, you know you're born in the wrong body, and you know who you love. Nobody can tell you who to love. And guess what? If your parents are opposed, there's organizations and groups that will be there to support you and help you, because your parents don't know. But the government in California knows. So you move from Oklahoma or Kentucky or Mississippi, get on over to Cali, where they understand you, and they're going to help you.
Great.
And maybe you'll get $1,200 a month, you know, to help you get
yeah,
by.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, like our broccoli man friends are millennials. You have Malik and Mike getting their $1,200 a month.
Shit. I'm jealous.
Crazy stuff, man.
It's crazy because they sent so many billions to Ukraine. And, you know, we know the problems that go on over there now. They're not hidden. They never were. I understand now that when we hear foreign aid, the words foreign aid also can mean money laundering. So, you know, like the money that gets thrown around by the government, it's crazy. These people travel on our dime. They eat in restaurants on our dime. They stay in fancy hotels on our dime. They have entourages on our dime. They have hired
and now you know why Sam Bankman-Fried is not going to get in trouble.
He's
right.
Not getting in trouble.
Exactly.
Maybe they'll give him 7 days probation.
But, you know, they want that central digital currency here in the U.S. And look what they're doing in Nigeria. You can't withdraw more than $45 from an ATM because they want to discourage people using cash.
Right.
You think that's not cool?
Well, you saw in India you saw in India now they're starting to give out through ATMs gold coins.
Oh, wow.
No, I did not know.
Yeah, India, they have ATM machines now that are starting to dispense gold coins.
Nice. I mean, we've always had Bitcoin ATMs here in New York. They're much more easy to find nowadays.
Yeah, I've seen a few here in Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they're at the Santa Fe.
But you know what, Proof? My crypto's down so freaking bad. I look at Coinbase and they tell you what you are down in, you know, and I'm about, I'd say I would have $11,000 in there, and it's like $3,400. It's just sad. It's depressing.
Well, because
let me tell you, last year, it was way before that. Last year, man, my daughter got into 2 car accidents. I was able to pay for both the accident damage without going through my insurance, and I paid with crypto. I paid $5,000 over 2 different accidents. And that's not bragging, because that's obviously I'm pissed off at her for that. And that crypto has since gone down, but at the time it was up. It was up enough for me to take from it, and it didn't hurt me.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I did really well. I paid some good money last year. I was encouraging people. And now I think about it, I'm like, you know, who did invent the internet? Was it the CIA? Was it the government? Was it the mafia? Was it both? I don't know what to think.
Well, this other thing with the basketball player that's coming back, at one point the United States did have Mohamed Atta in their custody,
right?
And that's when they did some kind of an exchange, and he was a part of that exchange. Now look at what that got us. You know, and I'm worried that this is going to blow back on us.
It will. But you know what? I feel like the WEF said something about, I mean, the World Economic Forum said that what they were going to set in motion in 2030, they decided to push to next year. So already we see in Australia and UK, they've got the 15-minute neighborhoods. And I don't know if you guys heard about that. It was basically where everything is within 15 and 20-minute walk from your house, your job, your kids' school, all the entertainment you can imagine. You don't need a car. You can use a bicycle or you can walk. And this is to obviously cut down on your carbon emissions. And once you leave
right.
your
Isn't
neighborhood...
That, but communism works like kind of like that, where they concentrate everything into one area.
Exactly. So now, like, you know, once you leave the neighborhood, you get penalized. You can only leave for so many times. Now they've got these car rental shares. You know, the World Economic Forum recommended that people rent cars from one another. So there's, like, a one communal car that, like, 10 or 15 people, like, neighbors all rent from each other. And that's already starting in some countries. I can't remember which off the top of my head, but there are people who just want to go out or take a trip somewhere, and they'll rent their car. It's not Uber. It's not Lyft. It's literally a share. It's very communistic, yes, but it's not like I don't think it's like government imposed where it's like, hi, guess what? You just bought yourself an electric car. You have to add it to the share. It's like the car is already in the share. So I don't know who the real owner is. Maybe it's the government. I don't know, you know, but.
Hey, you guys, my wife just got home. I need a couple minutes to talk to her.
Of course.
All right.
I mean, look, if that's what they're going to do, I mean, are you going to allow people to smoke in the car? What happens if the car gets into an accident with the car? What's going to happen?
I know. I guess that's all part of the contract when you rent, you know, like you pay a certain amount of insurance or you agree to whatever. And, of course, you have to give your information.
Now, if it's a communal car, do you have to go to an interview? You know, we'll accept you. We'll take you. You know, you got to come in with your driving history. I mean, what the hell?
Right. Yeah, it's called multiple ownership.
No,
hold on, let me give you a copy of it so you see what I'm talking about.
Crazy. I can't view anything right now because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to give it to you, and then you can look at it when you have time.
Yeah, so I'll look at it later. But, you know, but this thing with, you know, with that basketball player, I mean, see, that's a man. Plain and simple. That's a dude. All right? You can't make
right.
it in professional men's sports, so he became a woman. You know, I've seen pictures of him. You've seen pictures of him topless. It's a man.
Right.
It's a man. I don't care what anybody says. When he speaks, sounds like a man. His shoulders,
totally.
His arms, his hands.
It's like 6 foot.
All like
six
that
foot
of
five
a man.
Or something, right? Isn't he 6'5"?
He's pretty tall. I mean, there were tall women out there. Don't get me wrong. But there's a woman. And then there's a man, and that's a man. I don't care what anybody says. It's just a man that just let his hair grow long and braided it. That's it.
Yes, yeah, any man could do that. We've seen it over and over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was going to a casino a couple of months ago, and I had I usually carry a bag with me. And, you
mm-hmm.
know... One of the cars, you know, I just happened to see policemen sitting in the parking lot. I just went up to them and I asked them how things are. And I asked them about the casino. I said, you going in there with that bag? And I go, yeah. He says, they might not let you in with it. And I just looked. I says, and I saw a woman walking with a bag. I go, I'll just say I'm a woman. And they both looked at me like I was nuts.
Did it work?
That's it. I got in with it.
Son of a bitch.
It's just crazy shit, man. You know, that's a man. That is a man. Michelle Obama is a freaking man. I don't care what anybody says. So much work on that stage when he won the primary or whatever it is that happened. I looked at it, I was like, that's a dude.
Like, really?
Clearly a dude. You know. And yet you say something to someone who's from the South. Yeah, Michelle Obama's a man. That's a strong woman. What are you talking about? I said, does that insult your sensibilities now? What happens if you find out that it's really a woman? Then what? Really a man? Then what?
Right.
Crazy shit.
No, what?
Obama would be the first president to have a trans wife. But he's also another illegitimate. He was born in Kenya, right?
Yeah. His mother was living in Kenya. He was born in Kenya. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, you know, I mean, when I was born here, I became a citizen. But all my parents had to do was walk me into the Italian consulate, carry me in, and say, you know, we want to make him an Italian citizen. And I would have been an Italian citizen also. I would have had dual citizenship. And I can still get it. I have the paperwork for it. I haven't submitted it, but I can apply for, and I will get Italian citizenship if I want it.
There's a story I saw on some part of Italy that was offering, because they have such a low population, offering people to move into houses for 1 pound.
Yeah, really cheap. Yep.
One pound.
You know, not for nothing.
Cheap.
Yeah, basically a dollar or a euro or whatever it is, but you have to refurbish the house. You have to live there.
You know, a euro. I meant euro because the freaking pound is for England. Right, so a euro, and you have to renovate it, and you have to live there for a certain number of years. But
right. The thing is, honestly, I did look into it. You're living in the mountains. You know, you're not near anything. You know, the town
is great, dude. Basically, in
a way it is. Don't get me wrong. But if you need to go anywhere, you know, there's hardly any parking at all. You know, I go on Google Maps, I check it out. There's hardly any parking for cars. To me, I'd rather live on by the ocean, which would be better, but you know, these towns are in northern Italy. In the wintertime, it does get cold, you know, but the buildings are buildings like, you know, they don't build anymore like this. You know, they're basically solidly built on the outside. You just have to, rework the insides. You know, put the plumbing in. New plumbing, you know, make sure the roof doesn't leak. You may have to, you know, paint walls or whatever. You know.
Yeah, like a total overhaul.
You know, I mean, it's not a bad deal if that's what you're looking to do to get away. It isn't a bad deal.
But then
at the same time, you know,
Sweden was offering $20,000 for adults to move to certain towns and $10,000 per child. And I think you had to live there. Right.
Wow.
It's interesting because don't they have like a huge influx of immigrants?
They have what?
They have a huge inflow of
Muslim immigrants, yes.
Right. So why are they looking, I guess maybe they want to diversify, but I'm like, why are they looking for more people to move, and why are they paying people? I just found that so odd.
I'm tell you. But you also have to look at the European population. You know, at most they have is one kid.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, in Italy, most families only have one child, maybe two. I have a friend of mine, I went to high school with her. She wound up having three kids. She is way off the scale when it comes to to having kids in Italy. She's got three boys. And, you know, where normally everyone will have one, maybe two. Now,
so
back
like
then,
Brady Bunch status?
Italian families, Say again?
Is that like Brady Bunch status for her?
Yeah. Yeah, but, well, I mean, listen, my parents, they both came they both had, you know, 7 or 8 brothers and sisters when they were younger, when they were growing up, when they were kids. You know, now that chart, you know, that's gone way down now. Now it's down to like 1, 2 at the most. You know, so they're having problems. They're having problems, keeping the population at a steady number. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you have to have so many people in the family in order for the population to at least maintain
status. Yeah,
2.2
kids. 2.2,
there you go. There you go.
I got my
0.2
over here.
If you have one kid, if you only have one kid, I mean, you know, your population is decreasing.
And especially if you have more
your
kids.
Country. It's going to decrease, so.
Yeah, but as people more decadent and you become more selfish, then the less you're likely to have kids. Most globalists don't have kids.
So true. Other people have them for them. Surrogate.
I mean, you know, China is so overpopulated that they've been only allowing one child.
Right.
Now,
they were allowing people to kill their daughters because they wanted sons. And now they've got too many men.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same problem Korea has? They have, like, the men outnumber the women. These people are so intent on having sons.
Yeah, but there's a lot of lady boys out there, though.
Oh, that's so true. They're really
going to Thailand.
Yeah, they really like
those. Those are mostly Filipino. Those are mostly Filipino poops.
Yeah.
I believe it.
All right, so we have not watched this week's Broccoli Man episode yet, V.
Oh, shoot. Is it time? I'm ready.
All right.
I mean, you know, ready whenever you're ready.
Well, you know, I can't wait for that. And your friend the Wiretap is in this one.
Oh, nice.
All right, so if you're ready, I'll go ahead and press the magic button here. So I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. I need to talk to you right this instant.
Not today, Wiretap. I do not want to discuss you trying to take a selfie with my kumquats. Or that you need to make me go to drag queen story time with you.
I was not going to say any of that, green dude. I was going to ask you a couple music questions. One, the song called Hurt. Who did it better? Globalist says Johnny Cash did it better, but I prefer the original by Nine Inch Nails. And who did you prefer in Van Halen? Globalist says Sammy Hagar was better, but once again I prefer the original. David Lee Roth was the best. I asked the factor and she gave me a fact strike for being too controversial.
Why are you involving me in this?
Come on, green dude. I bet you, globalist, that you would agree with me. We have a lunch best for each of them. Please do not side with G. Globalist. He wants to take me to eat his bugs if I lose. Eating maggots and mealworms are for you 99% adults and something that cares. not for us 1% who rule all over the earth.
Why would I care if you have to eat ZE bugs? You are trying to force me to eat ZE bugs.
Come on, green dude. Johnny Cash was okay. But he said he wears a crown of thorns. Trent Reznor just comes out and owns it when he says he wears a crown of shaw.
I do not have a favorite in either song. I usually side with the original. But that Johnny Cash was one of the best remakes ever in the history of music. I do not have a favorite. And I was never a Van Halen fan. I preferred Def Leppard.
That tears it, green dude. You are unable to answer simple questions. You are a total square, sir. You are also a buskiller, butt munch, and a biznitch.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again.
Not so fast, little busy. When you are out here in these main streets, you need to wear a bloody scam on that face. We do want you to get Mpox, sir.
Only one person so far in the past 12 months has died of monkeypox.
Why are you being a racist, sir? It is now called Mpox so that it does not offend the Black Lives Matter.
Anyway, I am not worried about whatever pox, or COVIDs, or any other disease. I take enough vitamins and do not eat GMO trash. I am not taking any gene therapies.
Who the bleep do you think she is, this green dude? Why do you want to kill my grandma, sir?
Does your grandma live here?
My grandmother lives across the pond in the Isle of Wight.
So, please tell me how me not wearing a scam in the southwest part of the United States will affect your grandma in the United Kingdom.
Because it is science, green dude. Science. Even Dr. Freud and Klaus Schwab will tell you this, sir. The 99% needs to wear bloody scams on that face so we can get rid of the virus that Dr. Freud is funding that will kill over 80% of the people that get infected with it.
Freud eye.
I mean, it is the polite thing to do. Please do forget the other thing I just said. That was misinformation.
Please help me understand. Dr. Fraudy is still funding the gain-of-function research. They have made a new strain of COVID that will kill 80% of the people coming in contact with it. And this is okay. And the best way for the 99% to protect ourselves is to wear a scam on our face. The package even says it does not protect against COVID. But that is how you want the public to protect from a virus in three different labs funded by the 1%.
Precisely, green dude. We want you to be safe.
If you want the public to be safe, then why not stop the gain of function research laboratories and leave everyone alone?
Why are you such a racist, green dude?
Just like a true globalist. Just change the subject when you lost the argument.
The UK Daily Mail is reporting that eating broccoli can give you COVID. We have to now take you into G. Globalist lair so we can monitor you, green dude.
Never.
That was the wrong choice of words as green dude. Now I am forced to run my hands through your long flowing mane.
Don't you have any hobbies other than stalking me?
That was a bad decision to open that front door, green dude. You keep stepping in it. I'm now going to have to inspect the junk. please produce said dungarees into my arms as if we are slow dancing to Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. We can pull the song up on my Spotify and we can dance together if you like green dude.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That is going to be a yes for me, dog. I need less rubes, more pubes. Let me repeat myself. I need less rubes, more pubes. Just like New Edition said, let me love you down, green dude.
First of all, I have 0% interest. Second, that was not New Edition. That was Ready for the World.
You do not know how to keep the cake hole shut, do you, sir? We are going to bring you to Geolobalist Lair and hide you even better than we hid the evidence of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay, I need to get back to work. Please check out Proof Negative and his radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the West Coast. He keeps everyone up to date on truth news. He likes to fight the new world order and educate everyone. Please help your friends wake up. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Check out the schedule and find some of the other shows too. You will be glad you did. freedomizerradio.com.
If you listen to Proof Negative, you will be considered a domestic terrorist threat. We demand you never ever listen to the Proof Negative show. You better continue to get your gene therapies and do not complain when you get a heart attack, blood clots, or a stroke. You only get those when someone like this green dude tries to provide you with false information. Now get out there and get those bloody scams on that face.
Yeah, I didn't even notice what happened at the end there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
No.
No, the video, the camera went crazy.
It went to the wall, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
No, I don't know. So anyway, I hope it was okay.
Yeah. Nice little chit-chat between old mates. It was bugging me out, though. Like, I wonder why he was, like, saying, now I need to run my hands through your hair. Your long flowing mane, and then went to check his clothes. I was like, what's going on there, guy? He had a little crush on
me. Oh, you haven't seen a wiretap episode, have you?
I mean, he has a crush. Doesn't he? He has a crush on...
He has a crush on anything that has all... That anything that he comes in contact with.
Yeesh. Curve.
All right,
you know, speaking
so...
Speaking of the Hunter...
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, speaking of the Hunter Biden laptop, it's so, you know, the press secretary, you know, that woman, what's her name?
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, whatever her name. Yeah, she said it's all news. You know, nobody really cares about the Hunter Biden laptop anymore. You know, the media is totally ignoring it. You know, they've accomplished their mission.
They surely did. They sure did.
So Vito, any Culver's visits since we last talked?
No, I have not had a chance. I was up last week. I was up in North Dakota, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, Minnesota, there are Culver's up there, but I was there late night, early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a chance. And let me tell you something. I wanted to get out of North Dakota so fast. It was so cold up there. It was only 20 degrees. It was only 20 degrees, but the wind, you know, it's just biting into you. And when I was making the delivery, I asked the gentleman that was there, I said, how cold is it getting in the wintertime? He goes, by Christmas, it should be about 30 below zero. I'm like, what? You people are crazy.
Screw that.
Nope. 30 below zero. And I'm like, and there are people that enjoy that kind of weather. For the life of me, I can't understand it.
Same.
You know,
hell on
give
earth.
Me a warm beach. The only cold I want in the wintertime is a cold drink in my hand. That's it, on a nice warm beach.
I hear that.
All right. Well, I know who's not sitting on a warm beach right now. I'll go ahead and bring in another one of our BFFs here. Welcome in.
There you go.
Hello, red-blooded Americans. How you doing?
There you
Sorry
go.
I wasn't with you yesterday to give my recognition to one of the events that happened in this country that put Americans at the throne of being the most patriotic society we ever have, and that was the remnants of Pearl Harbor. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, I wanted to say something, too, about this Brittany Griner thing. And I think it's really depressing when you trade a basketball player who hate America for a character who dealt in tools and weapons that was used to kill Americans. It just don't make any sense.
It's going to blow
and
back.
And I'm arguing with some people. And I like to call the color of their skin. These whites on another radio station, Kitchen Politics, they're going to say, well, she had the stuff when she came in, and they only apprehended her on her way out. Well, they do that sometimes. Maybe there's some more rings or connections within the country, idiot. And here's another point. I want y'all to think about this real great. How long has she been in a Russian jail? Over a year, okay, if I'm not mistaken. She says she needed that. She called that stuff medical marijuana. All right, we'll give her that. But she's been in a Russian jail for over a year without her medical marijuana, so evidentially the damn stuff was not being used for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, my.
We got to think ahead of these damn Democrats who condone criminality. I was reading an article today where the CEO of Walmart said they're going to have to close stores because of theft in these areas. And it's going on with the very people that's always complaining about food deserts who are contributing to the existence of food deserts. You're stealing these people blind. They ain't going to leave a store in your area. I hear black folks talking about it all the time. We need to have our own stores. Yeah, you do. But how would you like for these idiots to run in your stores, smash and grab and walk out with stuff? You can't do nothing to them. The prosecutor tell the police, if they look like what they stole, leave them alone. Let them go. Look like they need it, leave them alone.
Yeah, straight.
So other than that, how y'all doing?
Oh, good.
Get us all riled up and we waiting for more. I like when you go off.
You know, people today are just, you know, proof these can't be human beings. They can't be.
No, really.
No kidding. These can't be all human beings, man. Something wrong with these folks. They either got long necks or they got shifty looking eyes. I would like to raise their shirts up and see if there's a latch in the back and let it down and see if there's an on off switch that's surrounded with LED lights.
Truly.
Yeah, so you guys go on with your show.
You know, the Atlanta election that they had the other day. You know, I was listening to I forgot what radio station I was listening to, and they were saying, you know, Walker wasn't wasn't as polished as Warnock was. I was like, and then I saw that the, you know, the race was only a couple of thousand votes. I mean, if they had put a little bit more of an effort into supporting him, he probably would have won.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. That's insulting to say that. Yeah, Republicans need to learn. They've been too gentle and too all-forgiving and humble. Then you got some idiots like that, O'Connell and the rest of them. But what was insulting is they act like Warnock knew a whole lot. The most he's ever done was led some church organization, and we know what goes on in them. The church is about his underwear, clothes, cars, and all those things. But now the people came out and voted, and that's what happened. I accept it. But what it shows is that, and we talk about blacks are moving away from the Democratic Party, especially those that become more educated. That's one of the reasons why I come to NEA and AFT don't want the parents to control what's going on with their kids.
Well, yes, but at the same time, this was an opportunity for them to vote for a black person, but that wasn't a Democrat, and they couldn't do it.
Absolutely. And then you have to ask the whites in Georgia vote for Warnock. Blacks cannot outvote whites in Georgia. They can't do it. So something else is going on. Even in Mississippi, where they make up about 34, maybe 32% of the population, they can't do it. They don't have the numbers. So it has to be something else going on.
Right.
Well, in my opinion, though, Mitch McConnell, you didn't see him go do anything to help out the Senate, and he's the Senate he's the Senate Minority Leader. He doesn't care. He didn't think Herschel Walker would be loyal to him, so he was okay with losing.
True.
How many Republicans
people
in office
have to go help Herschel? Nobody.
Those Republicans in office are not worth the crust in their bread, I'm telling you.
Ted Cruz went out to support him. Rand Paul supported him. Ron DeSantis supported him. I think Herschel that Trump supported him. But you get you don't see anybody else.
Yeah, but the big issue was is that they said another candidate that Trump supported lost.
Well, they disregard.
Well, that was more important for Mitch McConnell to show that Trump isn't the party, but. Mitch McConnell's going to be 80 years old when the next presidential election happens.
And people keep voting for him?
Yeah, and Grassley's 90-something. I mean, they're going to stick around as long as they can breathe.
Well, you know, to say it wasn't a red wave, you had a lot of young blacks that ran for public office under the conservative banner and won. So
they didn't do bad either. They didn't do bad either.
No, they did not. And they called themselves American blacks, not black Americans, American blacks. They put America first. I'm American black. I'm not black American. I'm an American black. And I stand with the United States Constitution. So that's where you should be. There's nothing wrong there. To call somebody a white nationalist, that means they have strong affiliation with their national roots, and their skin is white. That's all it is. They could be yellow, red, black.
Mm-hmm.
But these Democrats like to create the words and come up with all types of new definitions. They lie, evade, and deny. That's what they do.
But that's how they get their power, though, because they could put people in groups, and they just get every group one by one, and the white group, they will just reclassify like trans and gay, and then they'll find something else to splinter it down to, and they'll try to catch people that way as opposed to doing honest politicking. They have to resort to that because they can't come out and tell you their policies. They would lose easily if they went out and ran on a communism straight communism ticket and hardcore like freedom taking away and all the other things that communists do, they wouldn't get 10% of the vote. But they have to break
Probably
people
not.
Down. They have to break people down and show, see, we need communism because this happens. And it's because you guys and these guys can't play together. Even though we've played together for 50 years, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's gotten to be, but we got to keep fighting. We can't let it go. We got to continue to fight, talk against it in whatever capacity that one could expend themselves. You don't have to go out and spend millions of dollars. You can just easy say, let me speak to, could I say something to you? It's something as simple as that. And most importantly, and I keep pleading this, you got to teach your kids. Because they're in a predicament where they confused. They reach this fork in the road, and beyond that, it's all glitter and lights and glamour on both sides of it, and they are confused. Unless you put them in the mindset of not being confused.
Well, Bianchi, there's also a lot of people who vote Democrat who will continue to vote Democrat because they believe that the Democrats will offer their children the best future.
Well, you got to separate yourself from it. Don't be afraid to separate. I'm not. You just got to separate. I won't allow no openly gay teach my kids. They're not going to do it. My kids are not going to play with Bebe's kids down the street. They're not going to do it and did not do it.
Right.
Yeah, that
I
stuff walks on. You go to a house, you a kid, and you see two males laying on the floor, rolling, humping each other. Well, don't you think that's going to have some type of long-lasting effect? They're going to see that.
Yeah.
They're going to go home and try it themselves. I had another friend, a young man that is a group of them I talked to and tried to get them into being able to think analytically. He was talking about a school in Virginia, I forget, Richmond, I believe it is, a high school. Where boys line up against the wall in a bathroom, four, five, or six of them, and others kneel in front of them and start giving them blowjobs. That's
like
happening in the bathroom
crazy.
In public school. And
you're
the teachers
crazy.
Can't do nothing.
No way, dude.
Yes, that's it was. I wasn't there, but that's what he told me. Matter of fact,
yeah.
One kid came home and said his grandmother told his grandmother that he's bisexual.
Hmm.
And if they see these books, proof, you've seen the material with the illustrations in it that was showing that going on in the illustration that was made available for young kids. So don't you think they're going to try it?
I will never be accepting of pornography for the five and unders.
No.
I remember a time when I was grown, I tried to order a magazine through the mail. The postmaster confiscated it. And it was no near what those kids was exposed to.
Yeah.
What happened to those times? That's when America was great. People want to ask, well, when in the hell was America? That's when America was great. That's conservative values. When you don't want your children to be exposed to degrading and explicit material like that is, which does nothing more than pillages their mind. You don't want that for your child. You are the adult. You are the parent. It is your responsibility to protect the innocence of your children.
Yeah, but remember, it takes a village.
But that village needs to turn into an army.
Yeah.
And people, conservatives, are scared about offending somebody. Hell with offending them. While you're afraid of offending them, they're killing you.
That's true. Getting punched in the face.
They're killing you.
You don't want to hit them back because you don't want to look like a violent person.
If they hit you, you need
clocked.
To smack the hell out of them.
That's right.
Don't be titty-patting. Titty-pat is for kids in kindergarten. No, when they hit you, you smack the hell out of them.
Uh-huh.
If not, we ain't going to have nothing to smack anybody for.
And you notice there's been a real big attack on Christianity lately. They're not going up against Islam. Buddhism, you know, they're not talking about Hare Krishnas.
and Christian values.
Children need to have nativity scenes in their school, on their front lawn, in the parks. They need to have plays. Like my daughter participated in plays, went to ballet. She participated in Christmas plays on different topics. Kids need that. That's good for them. They need to have a fear. They need to have a belief.
Very true.
If you don't, then no telling what the outcome's going to be. Nobody puts up scenes anymore, and when they do, some fool in the community come along and wanted to, and get this, they desecrate it.
Destroy it.
They
yeah.
desecrate it. See, desecration don't only go on in Jewish seminaries where they go in and kick over the heads. No, they desecrate nativity scenes. They desecrate books about Christianity. So, anyway. I prepared some great tripe stew the other night. Had my beef tripe, my rebozo peas, or better known as chickpeas, Mariana marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked, fried up some Italian bacon and sliced it up and put it in there. Put some potatoes in there. Green peppers. Man, you talk about something good and it goes down smooth.
I've never had tripe, so I have to believe you.
You ever have chance?
I've never had tripe either.
Some. You ever have chance, get some. It's good. You just have to let it cook for about 2.5 hours. Yeah, you just have to let it cook for 2.5 hours.
I enjoy liver. I'll tell you that. I love liver.
Liver and onions, you damn right, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good.
Liver and onion and gravy and rice. Man, you're talking about something. That was, when I was a kid, we was made to eat that. And we could put all the ketchup on it we want, but we still had to. That's when America was great. One of the saving saviors in the dinner table was that bottle of ketchup. Anytime we was a kid and something didn't fit right with our taste bud, we would douse it with ketchup.
Over it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ketchup on the asparagus.
I never had ketchup on asparagus. I like
the only way I can. I like it too now, but then, you know, we was kids.
Yeah, my home when I was younger, we never had asparagus. Only when we went to restaurants did they serve asparagus.
I bought a big head of cauliflower and cooked that along with it, also with a big pot of
that's good.
Nigerian rice.
I was subject to a lot of different vegetables when I was a kid. My dad is a vegetarian that hates vegetables.
Yeah, we used to, the staple in my home was string beans. They would grow
Oh, man, my grandson's crazy about them. Man, he's crazy
green
about
beans
string
and corn.
Beans.
Now, that was what my parents lived on for vegetables. And although they would make a very simple salad sometime with cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce, that was a salad.
Mm-hmm. Green beans and potatoes and put some smoked turkey in. Man, you talking about something good. He eat a whole bag of that stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't get to learn about fruits or vegetables until I got older, and I wanted to. I worked in a grocery store as a kid, and I just found a lot of this stuff different and exciting, and I wanted to try it. Now that's how I got hooked. I didn't know what a passion fruit was when I was a teenager.
I just found out what that was. They got it, the passion fruit juice. It looked like pomegranate juice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, when I took my five-minute break earlier and talked with my wife, I bought some passion fruits a few days ago, and I had one real quick before coming back. I don't know if anyone here had an actual fresh passion fruit, but that's
no,
part of my regular.
Never. Only the juice. Never.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I do
they call it dragon.
Pomegranate.
Yeah. Passion fruits is called dragon fruits, too, aren't they?
No, that's completely different. No. And that's something I wanted to say, too. Dragon fruit is a cactus, and I just bought a dragon fruit tree a few days ago. So I'm letting it sit in its new home, still in the basket. And this weekend, we're going to transport it into its hole that for it to live and grow.
Good.
Yeah, passion fruits taste more like kiwis because they're a lot of seeds. And it's not seeds like a passion fruit. It's the seeds are like kiwi, where the seeds are rather sweet in passion fruits, but dragon fruit, the seeds are just there.
When you eat the prickly pears, you know, there's a lot of seeds in that, but that does. I love the eating prickly pears when I'm in Italy, but they are very seedy though. They're very seedy.
They make lotion
out of prickly
pears.
If you ever come across
they are so good
to eat. The yellows are the best.
Dragon fruit. All right.
Yeah, so these are I've been looking for over 10 years for a dragon fruit tree. And I was in Lowe's to buy new faucets for my bathrooms. And they had dragon fruit trees just sitting there. And so I had to buy one because I've been looking for a long time. Even though it's the ones that are purple on the outside and white on the inside, those are my least favorite of the three kinds of dragon fruits, that I had to buy it because I've never seen a dragon fruit tree before.
How big does it get?
Yeah, the three dragon fruits that are common here, there's the yellow one, and then there's the other two are like a fuchsia kind of reddish pink kind of color. And when you open it, one is white. That's the one that we have. And then the other one is this fluorescent, like, purple color on the inside. That's also pretty good.
Keep seeing it. I'm like the fan. Okay. Sorry.
No, I didn't know if you were putting your kid to bed or not. I was...
Yeah, he's got a bit of a fever.
Oh.
103.5.
Oh, my goodness. Pretty close.
Wow.
Put a key on a string and put it down his back.
Oh, wow. Never heard that.
Oh, yeah. You take a key, put it on a string, just where it hangs about midway his back, put it on his neck and let it hang down.
But that's
what do you do me when I was a kid?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How does that work? What is that?
I don't know. It did on me.
You're going to make me do research now, dang it.
So
and
you
I
don't
woke up
have,
the next
have
morning,
pineapples
cool.
in the house, do you, V?
Pineapple
juice?
I have some, like, from the supermarket. From the supermarket, yeah. I just bought some. You know, like, they cut it for you.
Yeah, allegedly pineapples are good with reducing fevers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do that.
And you don't want those people to get too high with a kid because that can call...
my mouth is watering right now.
I was going to put Vicks on them because, you know, we're Puerto Ricans over here. We use Vicks for everything.
Vicks is good, too. You got some Father John's?
I have elderberry syrup in the fridge, and I have, like a mix of multivitamin liquid for him. It tastes very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandma used to put a key, door key, on a string around my neck and hang down my back. It was kind of cold when it
first, and it worked.
You know. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm here
you
today.
Know what? It kind of makes me think about electricity and how we're always generating some type of energy or electricity.
Well, I've heard not necessarily a key, but it could be a key. It has to be silver, though. Because it's the silver, and that comes from back in the old days when the rich kids had silver spoons in their mouth, and that was because when it was wintertime, they would always have their kids suck spoons because they were silver. And silver, of course, wards off colds. That is also why candy canes are big in the winter, is because peppermint. So you have the peppermint oil. So if you have any candy canes.
I don't. And the last candy canes we have were like sweet-flavored, nerd-flavored candy cane. Of course, they got the gimmicky ones. My son.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Friend. No, really. I'm sure I have peppermint gum or something. The peppermint oils that I have are essential oils, and I usually use them in a diffuser. But that key one, I'm going to have to look that up.
Do you have eucalyptus oil by any chance?
I do. Small little bottle.
Is it doTERRA or Young Living or another brand?
Yeah, it's not doTERRA.
Okay. Well, any of them, you can rub a little bit on his chest. That's essentially what the Vicks is supposed to be.
True. I think, isn't Vicks like petroleum, vegetable oil, and all the stuff we're not supposed to be?
Yeah, the Vicks from 100 years ago isn't the same Vicks as it is today.
Right.
No.
It's not.
But eucalyptus and pineapple, I think that's a good combination. Rub the eucalyptus on his chest and tell him to go eat some pineapples.
All right. I'll pop it out of the fridge for him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to get back to 97 degrees right away, but you could at least shave off a couple or 3 degrees, which if he's at 100.4, nobody's going to argue too much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was making noise, and he fell asleep, and he was making noise in his sleep. It's not very typical. So I went over, and he was just dry, hot. And so I said, let me get my thermometer. I stuck it in his mouth while he was sleeping, and I was like, whoa, well, 3.5, this should burn up.
So it has to be on a string, Jack? You can't tape it to the back?
No, put it on a string. That tape would come off. That's what they done to me when I was a kid.
I know somebody put slices of potatoes on her kid's foot and with a sock over it, and the potato absorbs all the...
Oh, I heard that with onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, with onions. We used to put potato on our black eye. And we got hit in the eye or something.
Good night. I heard of people eating...
Slice of potato. Yeah.
Onion whole, like biting into it like it's an apple.
Mm-hmm. They do that, too.
Yuck. I did that once, and it got lodged in my tonsils for 2 days.
You know,
I've done this Trace Minerals brand for almost 10 years of vitamin C packets. That is my favorite flavor, but I have them all. Favorite flavor is guava passion fruit, and it's non-GMO, and it's 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C.
Oh, I see it. It came right up. Oh, I see it. It's like liquid.
Yeah, so it's a much better and non-GMO version of emergency or whatever that is.
Ah. I see.
Yeah, they got these places.
Go ahead.
They got this one restaurant where... they denied service to a group that was pro-life, saying that some of the staff was LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And so on.
I think that was in the city, wasn't it?
I think it was in New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was in Manhattan.
I'm saying this. Since CDC has made data available that shows that most of the people that are dying from COVID are the ones that's been vaccinated, well, then they need to quarantine them away from those who haven't been vaccinated. They should be made to wear a mask.
On the other end, though, Pianchi, they're saying that just because you have friends and family members that died from getting the juice doesn't mean that you're not supposed to get the juice. You're supposed to get it anyway.
Yeah, I heard that. And then they try to come up with an excuse and say, well, the reason why come they are dying because they wasn't promptly administered their second dose. Well, hell, was not the first dose supposed to protect them? So why do we have to be in vicinity of these people? They're carrying something that not only killed them, I don't want them to kill me. Keep them away. Make them sit outside.
And just because you had two gene therapies and both of them gave you myocarditis doesn't mean that the third one won't or will, so you have to get it anyway.
Yeah. So if they can play the game on you, saying if you ain't never been vaccinated, you can't come in here. If you haven't been vaccinated, you can't come to school. Well, if the people that's been vaccinated are experiencing the most death, then they shouldn't be around those that's not. Quarantine them. Make them sit outside.
Yeah.
Well, this is the start of getting people used to the mark of the beast, though. So you'll need a QR code to to show that you got the juice. Just wait until the cashless society comes, and we have the Fed coin, the CBDC. That's and anything the government says, if you don't comply, then they just shut your money off.
It's funny how their digital currency is good, but Bitcoin is bad. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Ain't that
yeah.
Something? Well, you know
so
they
ironic.
Want to control it. They want to control it. They can't figure out how. No way in the world for you to get hold of a person's personal 32-character key unless they give it to you.
Unbelievable.
Boy, they don't like that.
Can you imagine the government forcing you on a product that it doesn't matter how many people die from it, you still have to get it? I just can't believe that we're in a society where that's accepted.
Proof. I mean, I'm down south right now.
Yeah.
I'm down south, and I'm telling you, I'm seeing more and more people wearing masks down here.
Where are you at?
In South Carolina.
Hmm.
Maybe that's why they want to have the caucuses, our caucuses, being moved to South Carolina.
Yeah, so they can claim South Carolina is
more and more people down here wearing masks.
With the Clyburn. Clyburn probably got that as a gift because he introduced Joe Biden to the black churches in South Carolina.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, these people play some tricks, man. You got to play hard tricks with them.
Yep.
This
thing on
defense of marriage law, this defense of marriage law is unconstitutional. And marriage has always been sanctioned by the church and licensed by the states. I ain't never yet seen a marriage license that said issued by the federal government. They're overstepping their bounds. State responsibility.
Nobody's
telling people of the same sex that they can't do whatever they want to. What we don't want is you imposing your will on us. We don't want you coming to my baker and tell me I got to make a cake with figurines on the top that depict two people of the same sex, two males. And then if you don't like it, you're going to sue me.
But notice how they didn't go to a Muslim bakery and force that.
No. They won't go there.
No, let them make a cake with the and I want to go to a Muslim bakery and I want the Prophet Muhammad on the cake, and I want I want someone in a Saudi robe marrying a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And tell them I demand that cake or I'm going to sue them. See what they say.
Y'all heard about that Christian group that got a phone call 90 minutes before their reservation, and they were told that they weren't welcome in the restaurant because the staff didn't feel comfortable with them because the staff was mostly gay or trans, and they were representing some particular group that they worked really hard on not indoctrinating children with, you know, gender ideology and stuff like that. And so the restaurant looked into their politics, I guess you would say, on their website, because they were a known group. It was a non-for-profit. And they told them that they weren't welcome there. And funny thing is that the people on the left were celebrating this because they were like, oh, see, it's just like with the baker and the cake. But the thing is, the baker had a one-on-one conversation with the patron, and he was able to say, no, I'm not going to take that gig. It, you know, conflicts with my values. Now, these people had to go online and research the group that was coming in that had the reservation, and they did it 90 minutes before their arrival, which is very different. It's not the same as them coming up to you and telling you, yeah, we don't believe in same-sex marriage, or we don't agree with gender ideology, or, you know, nothing. They didn't say anything, you know. It's on a website. Yes, you can go look at it for yourself. But the fact that they had to take that time and make the effort, I don't know what drove them to look into who it was that reserved that part of the restaurant, you know.
Let me ask on that, because I heard that story. How many people were in the group that got turned away?
I know it was over 10, but I think it was under 15. So I'm going to check right now. So.
You know, years ago, and I can't think of the exact date. I can go on my computer and find out. But Yoweri Museveni, who's the president of Uganda, was coming to the United States for a business event. And his entourage booked a stay at Four Seasons in Dallas, Texas. Four Seasons Hotel. Well, apparently, some gays got wind of it that worked there and talked the hotel into canceling his reservation because Uganda has strict laws against same-sex anything. And he had to make another reservation with a hotel in Dallas called Howdy, you know, Howdy Hotel. But these people are very treacherous and don't put nothing by them. Like we say, nobody is telling you who you can and cannot sleep with in your own privacy. But why?
Correct.
Why do you want to force it on someone else? It's beyond me. Especially
our
kids.
And that's where my issue is that I don't care who sleeps with who as long as they're consenting adults. But
exactly.
I when you watch The Voice or America's Got Talent or whatever, American Idol, that's the show I'm thinking of. And if somebody is just a regular person, they talk about the musical influences. They they discuss where they got their start. They talk music. But if somebody is gay, all they do for that first 5 minutes is they talk about how hard it is for them to live as a gay person. And I don't care if you're gay or not. If you're in a music show, I want you to talk about your musical background and to tell us how you got started. I don't want to hear how rough your life is because you're gay. It's a music show. I want to hear music. And I'm considered wrong for that.
Roof, you need to go for re-education.
No, if it's a music show, I want you to do what everybody else does. I don't think people get special treatment because of who they sleep with. I'm not going to vote yes for a trans prom queen because it's politically correct. I'm going to vote for the most attractive or the one that best deserves it. And if the trans person is
100%.
Not it, I'm not politically correct like that. What was that one in Rhode Island or New Hampshire just a couple weeks ago?
Yep,
where
it was New Hampshire. Tranny won a beauty contest.
Yeah, and the tranny was not even good looking.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. And they had him standing next to the other, the runner-ups. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's something wrong here.
All this stuff came about with Obama.
Because Michelle Obama is a tranny.
You mean Michael Robinson Obama? She's such a nice lady, though.
You all know the truth.
But that's how we're being conditioned, though, is that we have to be politically correct at all times, and it doesn't matter if somebody's earned it or not, because they're gay or they're trans or they're black or they're Muslim, that they get the upper hand on everything. And I'm not saying as a white male I deserve everything, but I just don't think your gender or your race or who you voted for or religion, I don't think any of that matters when you're in a skills competition or a beauty pageant or anything that has anything to do with not what we're trying to do. Like if you're in a singing contest, who you voted for has no bearing on if you're a better singer or not.
Correct. Yeah, the other day I was making a delivery the other day, and you know, while I was waiting, while they were doing whatever they were doing, I went in and I joined a membership. It was a Costco, and I go up to the counter, and this tall person comes up to me. Proof, it was a dude. I'm like, what the. I mean, makeup on, earrings, lipstick, you know, whatever. And I had to give my driver's license, you know, my address, you know, I had to confirm everything. Then he hands me back my driver's license. And says, thanks, man. I'm like, holy shit.
He had a dress on?
No, it was he had a regular
just the makeup
just the makeup. But he was dressed up like a man.
Well, some of these dykes, that's what they call themselves. Not me. They walk around with baseball caps turned around backwards, their pants sagging. They have a strap on under their pants that the dildo goes down their leg. And that's the way they roll
them. Taking a socks and rolling them up and putting them down there. You know what I mean? They have to actually put a strap on.
No, they make these.
Oh my!
They make these synthetic phallics that take the place of the socks.
Crazy.
Or strapping a greasy sausage to your thigh.
Absolutely insane.
But there's only so long where these deviants can have their way with kids like this and do any mind-altering stuff like this. This can't go on forever.
Well, you saw last week there was a power station that was supposedly attacked, and power in the town was taken out. And they're saying that it was because there was a drag queen event going on in the library, and that's why they killed the power in the town.
I think, like, I was talking about this yesterday. The last time I went to a library, there was like 5 people in it.
I can't tell you the last time I was in a library.
So is that why they feel that drag queen story time is bringing more kids to the libraries?
I mean,
I don't know.
They don't allow no Christian origin. You know, I got to check that out. I got to go to a library. And
they didn't let Kirk Cameron read his new book.
Yeah, I read that too. They don't allow. I wonder if they allow Christian art material in the libraries. I wonder. I'm gonna check and see.
I mean, yeah.
I would think that they have a Bible in there.
Yeah, they have all kinds of apologetics and theology books there. I know because I've been recently to my own library, my own local one.
I mean, even if you go to a Barnes & Noble, they got all sorts of religious books, across the whole, the whole board, all of them.
Well, you know, the whole thing about this is that people with these ideologies and these newfound graces are still enjoying them with themselves and with those that think like them. It seems like they sit around a table and say, how can we get these Christians? How can we get these conservatives?
Yeah. Don't think they don't think that way. But they don't. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there are that many Christian Democrats still out there, though.
Well, some of the laws that they seem to be going for, and my goodness, don't even think about California.
Or New York.
I don't know if New York is bad as California.
At the first of the year.
You know, in California, they was talking about marrying your pets. There was a picture with a guy had a poodle with a little Cinderella skirt dress on.
He married it.
Marrying your pet. Did he marry it?
Well, if your black
disgusting.
Governor Newsom wants to give you $233,000.
In a state that's broke.
New York says that's not even close to fair, so they're pushing for like $400,000, last I heard.
Wow.
Just imagine getting $400,000 because of your skin color.
Well, they fired teachers up there, Minnesota, laid off the white teachers first in one school district. Evanston, Illinois, they want to give blacks reparation because of past discrimination, so they say. How in the heck are you going to take money out of a city coffer and just give it to a person, like you say, because of their skin color? That don't make any damn sense. Heck, in Normandy, Missouri, just on the outskirts of St. Louis across Lucas and Hunt Road, you had an interim mayor named Maurice Hunt made statements he was going to fire all the white employees.
Well, they're making racism cool again because that's how you take over a nation. You have everybody fighting with each other. So, and they're going to say, well, blame him, he's white. No, blame him, he's black. So
you got the blacks going
to
seek revenge.
Then they
hell,
can come as Captain Save-A-Ho.
I thought revenge was left to the Lord.
That's right. He said vengeance is his. Yes, indeed.
So did anyone hear about what's happening with Celine Dion?
No.
So she was fully, she got the 100% of the juice that all the liberals get because they're liberal. So she's on the gene therapy tip. She has all the juice and she just came down with a statue disease. So eventually she'll turn into a statue.
No way, dude. Never heard of that.
I've heard of it before. It's a thing.
It does sound familiar now I think about it. It reminds me of something I heard in the 80s.
Where your limbs and your body just becomes immovable. And eventually
it
eats your body.
Like Believe It or Not type of stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll send you a link.
I'm sure the vax had something to do with it. That's the case. I mean, I have my neighbor, her son-in-law,
Just got diagnosed with bone cancer. They basically told him, don't expect any miracles. He'll be gone in a couple of weeks.
Hmm.
And 100% he's vaccinated. Now, what are you going to do?
Oh, I didn't realize Ashton Kutcher is also having some issues. I had no idea.
He has what?
Ashton Kutcher had some issues.
I'm sure it's all a coincidence, like they say.
Yeah. That whole Died Suddenly movie is debunked. Those are all just coincidences. That they just put into a movie to scare people.
Meanwhile, stuff that I saw them pulling out of dead bodies, I was like, wait a minute. That's crazy stuff, man.
So, V, are you checking out this stiff person syndrome?
This who?
I'm about to, but it's
it's called stiff person syndrome with Celine Dion.
Yeah, check it out. Right now I can't because I'm driving, but I will.
Is that one of the
later.
Side effects? Do you remember when the side effect list came out, Proof? And it was like 20,000 items long.
Yeah.
Is that one of the side effects of the V?
I don't know because this is not a popular disease.
Maybe it's the same one that Lot had when his family left Sodom and Gomorrah. The woman turned to stone.
You mean his wife turned around?
Yeah.
She didn't like it.
Yeah.
Could be. Statue disease. Bold things. So Lincoln already looks like a damn statue. Have you seen the woman?
When I was a kid, I was absolutely afraid of statues, man. I mean, I was absolutely afraid of statues.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't mean to laugh at you.
Man,
I brought my granddaughter the other day. We were in Manhattan, so we went to FAO Schwartz, and they have life-size stuffed animals.
Wait, FAO Schwartz is still open?
Yes,
it's still open in Rockefeller Center.
They were going to close. I remember that.
No, I've been to that store that's across from Central Park over by Mickey Mantle's.
No, it's not there. It's not there. That one closed. That was the big store. That was the store. I remember going in there. I loved going in that store. Now they have a smaller one in Rockefeller Center right by where they have the Christmas tree. And let me tell you something, those life-size animals, stuffed animals, they look real. And I mean, my granddaughter was like, she was panicking every time she went near it. It was funny.
Well, what about the FedEx driver that hit the 7-year-old girl? He jumps out of his truck, then gets out and grabs it. You know, she wasn't hardly injured that much, but he strangles her to death.
What?
I bet you he was not legal in the country.
Oh, my God.
Are
you kidding me?
I bet he's... No, I'm not. Read the story. FedEx driver strangles girl. He hit her accidentally, probably.
Right.
Well, I guess he picked her at the strangler. He kidnapped the body and tried to dispose of it. But I bet he was not legally in the country. That's why he did that.
It's very possible.
It was a pretty little white girl. FedEx. A little blonde girl.
Yeah.
FedEx is on their way out anyway now. This is going to kill them.
Oh, man, that was terrible. See, I read that he kidnapped her and she was found dead within an hour. So, yeah, he did dump her body.
Crazy.
And it was somebody's outside camera that caught it. If they hadn't, they would have never known what happened to that girl. Thank God for those cameras.
What's that?
It was somebody's outside camera that caught it.
Oh.
Yeah, they returned. They told.
Hell, you talk about concealed carry. Nowadays, you got to walk around with your gun in your hand.
For real.
Pretty much.
Hell with that.
AR hanging from your back like on a strap.
Hell with that concealed carry stuff. You need to have that pistol in your hand as you walk down the street.
Straight up. Is that a cat meow?
Yeah, that's my cat, Gracie.
Oh, cute. My cat has, like,
so
a chronic...
So what do you think about Brandon getting rid of Title 42? So so that there'll be more illegals that come up here.
Right. We're going to see... if we see high numbers now, we're going to see a swarm. It's going to be insane. What's going to stop anybody from coming here?
So a federal judge struck down Title 42 last month, but that's okay. He feels that that he can he'll start on that when it gets lifted December 21st, he says.
You know what? States have a right to tell the judge to go to hell. We think it's unconstitutional. We nullify your ruling. Just like juries can nullify a law that they are trying that's being used against a defendant. They have to start using it, though.
So. Yeah, but this is Brandon telling the federal judge what to do. So why
and
do we have
what
judges?
Brandon is doing is impeachable. Brandon should have been impeached at least 99 times.
There is so much evidence out there that he is corrupt. That he sold out this government, our country, to the Chinese. And there is so much evidence on him, yet Trump says boo to somebody over a phone call, and they're impeaching him like lightning.
Well, and the thing is that Trump was actually looking at some of the corrupt stuff Brandon was doing, so they had to impeach Trump over that. Because you can't expose the 1%.
Yeah. Well, there's always a reason. Now we're starting to see that, you know, they're pushing something else to keep you from looking at in the other direction. Look over here. And people are that stupid.
So Brandon says that Brittany Griner is the best of America. And Karine Jean-Pierre says that that Brittany Griner is an important inspiration.
Oh, boy. Is she?
It's a man. It's a man, baby.
I told you
and they're going to parade
crazy,
him
man.
Around. They're going to parade him around. They're going to give him a Medal of Honor.
A day off of school. Let George Floyd march around the damn neighborhood. I told you these people crazy.
She'll be doing speeches with Zelensky and Bankman-Fried and Janet Yellen.
Hell, Time Magazine voted him the Man of the Year or something like that, didn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Man, this world is going crazy, man. It is. It's really. We always knew something was going on, but now here all of a sudden in the last 3 years, it seemed like everybody's just cutting loose. Let them out. Open the gates.
I mean, look at the one who's in charge of our nuclear waste. Look at him.
Right. He's going to jail?
You know, I mean,
he's
going to go to jail. He deserves to be in jail. He purposely stole that bag because it was a designer bag, and he had no intention of giving it back. Like, he's not getting paid enough doing what he's doing.
Congress should have their salaries cut in half. They make too much money for the mess they cause.
Yep.
They shouldn't be able to go to Walter Reed without they need to pay for their own damn Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have a full salary pension after two terms or whatever. Hell no. Let them wait till he's 65.
And look, you know, Nancy Pelosi's story, her husband, that story went away quick. Boom, disappeared.
Once they were able to know what it's about. Once they had police footage, that had to be ixnayed.
It was a gay quarrel. That's all it was.
You're damn right. It was a gay call.
Don't
both
make it look like it
drawers.
Was an attack on her. And they still have to keep the January 6th BS alive by giving those cops down there the some congressional medal. You know, what about the cops that suffered through the George Floyd riots? You going to give them anything?
That cop that killed Abbott needs to be charged with murder at some time in the future.
Absolutely.
Hell, if you want to go all the way back to the 1950s and charge this woman with Emmett Till's murders, well, that cop that killed this woman in the Capitol building, he needs to be charged with murder. That's what he done. How in the hell are you going to be a threat and on your hands and knees? I mean, I can understand the possibility of being a threat with your hands up in the air, but you're on your hands and knees and you're a threat.
Bianchi, what I heard was that his excuse was he didn't know if she had a bomb in her backpack.
Right.
And
so why didn't you shoot the backpack and blow it up?
Well, the thing is,
meanwhile she was standing right in front of other cops. There was a cop.
Yeah,
right,
and the other
right
cops are like, "What are you doing? We're right behind them."
Put to your own right in danger. What if you have bad aim? Or you shot through her and the blood sprayed on them.
Yeah,
in the middle of a pandemic.
Right. That's like that crazy ass stuff they talk about, shoot them in the knee and shoot them in the finger.
Right. No. Can't you stop them by shooting them in the
shin? Shoot them in the leg. You couldn't shoot them in the leg. No.
And shouldn't he have been aware of bullets going through her, harming somebody on the other side?
He was close, too. He was only a few feet away from him.
He's not being charged because he's black. He's using black privilege. No. At some point in time,
I don't think that's the case, Bianchi. I think that it's because he was defending the Capitol. I'm telling you right now. They could have gunned down 100 protesters that day, and not one of them would have gotten in trouble.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't know.
They have to keep it alive to make Trump look bad. I'm telling you, that's 100% why it's going on.
Liz Cheney was one of the finalists for the Man of the Year.
Yeah, that's another joke. And meanwhile, they explain that the Trump organization was found guilty because they paid the mortgage or the rent of one of the employees and he didn't claim taxes on it. Like that's not going on in other corporations. Like, that's just exclusive to Trump.
And what did Trump have to do with it? That's a corporation. There's a veil between the name, owner, namesake, and the corporation. That's not Trump's doing.
I mean,
how the hell he's a billionaire?
Wrong. He did nothing.
He had
wrong,
billion dollars worth of businesses. He can't keep up with all that.
I know, right? I think he's sitting at the desk and he's like, "Yes, you." He twirls a mustache. Steal more.
Exactly.
5 phones in front of him. He just picks them up, puts them to his ear. Somebody's listening.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever imagined. Honest to goodness, this surpasses all norms of reasoning.
Yes,
these people are nuts. They are crazy. They are out
of
this world.
They have to suppress
him. And they're
all,
and also they're
and
in
the
charge.
The only way they can do it is by making him the demon, the bad guy. Wasn't paying taxes on what? Like I said, all that was going on was that they were, the Trump organization was paying the rent of the mortgage of one of their employees.
And right? You know, here's the thing: if the date of filing is April the 15th at midnight, if he done his taxes and signed them and turned them in at 10 o'clock, well, between 10 and midnight, he still could have accumulated income that would not have shown on the taxes that he filed at 10 o'clock that night. So I guess they're going to say they call it tax frauds there. Anybody can be accused of that. How many people have a scratch-off lotto ticket and they don't claim it?
Did you hear about Elon Musk in San Francisco at all?
They're monitoring. The military's monitoring him, no?
No. In San Francisco, the mayor wants to go after Elon Musk because Elon Musk built a bedroom in the Twitter office and an employee is sleeping at the office. Do you want to know who the employee is? It's Elon Musk. He made a bedroom in the office, and he literally does not leave the office. And the city of San Francisco says it's not fit work conditions.
And he's not complaining. No. It's crazy, man.
Well, when Elon Musk started Tesla, he did the same thing. He made a bedroom, and I heard he doesn't even have a house. He just lives wherever.
Yeah, well, he's the big boss. He's the honcho. He wants to be there at all times. You know, his hands on.
Yeah, so they're going to fault him for that when he owns a place?
Crazy. And why is Twitter still in San Francisco? Why didn't he move him out of San Francisco?
Well, in all
how
fairness,
many office workers?
Them, so he probably
how
has
many
to
office
get
workers? How many office workers in New York sleep over when you have a snowstorm? They can't snowstorm. They can't drive home.
Yep.
It may last two or three days.
I do. Guilty.
So you gonna say they didn't have a proper occupancy permit for sleeping in the office, in the break room, putting a pad on the floor because they can't dry? Snow 6 foot deep.
That's also not San Francisco, though.
Hell, you got two of the largest cryptocurrency companies in the world, Kraken and Coinbase, is moving out of San Francisco because the employees, when they park the car in the parking lot, hell, they are ambushed and assaulted by whoever, people wielding hypodermic needles rather than guns and knives, trying to rob them.
I think Elon Musk will move Twitter out, in my opinion. I could see that happening. But I think he just bought the property, so he's trying to get through the truth first, and then he'll move, in my opinion. And I think the mayor is going to push him out the door.
Good. I'm sure he'll be eager to run.
We at war. Conservatives against these other rascals. We at war.
We are at war.
That and just think that you would have a mayor. Well, it just look at Ocasio-Cortez when she basically stopped Amazon from moving in. And the liberals are proud of that. But
they stopped Walmart, too.
They're going to be proud that they kicked Twitter out.
They stopped Walmart in Washington, D.C.
That would have brought, I think they said, 10,000 jobs to New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah. She lost more jobs than she received votes that elected her.
Probably. Not they still
but
voted
it's okay,
her
they're
in,
liberal.
It's the liberal thing to do.
But yeah, I have a feeling that in 2023, Musk is going to move Twitter to Texas.
Yeah, he talked about
well,
it.
Well, doesn't he have some kind of a space thing in Texas also?
SpaceX?
Yeah, they have to. That's where Johnson Space Center is.
He has something in I know that there's some type of a space
that's where Johnson Space Center is, which is an offshoot
Texas,
of Cape Canaveral.
I know that.
Remember? Somebody dumped a whole busload of illegals in Colorado. What was that all about?
Probably New York City.
Were they off that much on the map? Goddamn.
They were on the radio. They ran out of gas.
It's funny. You have the mayor of New York City trying to combat the explosion of the rat infestation in New York City. Meanwhile, they just released a report of some sort where property that he owned in New York was rat infested, and they gave him summonses. I'm like, come on, are you kidding me?
That's like Baltimore. Trump got on him about it, and it's true. When you look, check with Arkin. Arkin rated Baltimore as the worst rat-infested city in the country when Trump was complaining about it. The money they even gave him to fight the problem, they didn't use it. Anyway, you're down to 2 minutes, so.
Yeah,
so
I just got the
90
seconds, 60 seconds about to kick in. So, Beto, Pierre, thank you for calling in tonight.
Everybody be safe. Carry that pistol in your hand.
That's right. Strap on your back.
Hey, V, when you going before the board?
I did on the 2nd and got denied again.
And?
You got denied.
Oh, my God. This is such a joke.
Right.
They did you a favor. Trust me.
Yes, they did. Wow.
Well, I'll be back on Monday, everybody. So please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a negative show here, but until Monday. Hold on to the handrail and keep holding alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am negative, and I am.